Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at how we can overcome evil. Evil can seem very powerful, but example after example from the Bible shows God is even more powerful, and we can align ourselves with Him. Evil can make a lot of noise and try to impress and discourage us, but if we stick with God and His goodness, we can accomplish an awful lot of good. When something bad happens, it's easy to be like the disciples right after Christ Jesus' crucifixion. Easy to think that evil has won, that good has been defeated, and that all we can do is go back to the same old, same old. But the disciples found out that appearances can be deceiving. Evil did not win. Good was not defeated. And instead of going back to the old ways after Jesus' resurrection, the disciples went around proving that God and His goodness are right at hand, and that we can use the power of that goodness to overcome all sorts of evil. Yes, there will be challenges. Not everything will go smoothly. But, like Moses, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, and many others in the Bible, we can see through evil's bluster, stick with God, and triumph over evil. The psalmist says, "Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies." May we all side with God, do valiantly, see evil fall, and help mankind advance. Amen.